best October 1st to all. We made it through the whole month of September with goals, dreams, and aspirations and the start of a new year for many, many different reasons. And now, October. Thank you for joining me on Morning Light. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB. If you haven't seen your blessings and your wonders that God so wants to give us in September, realize this is a new month with another new beginning. You just haven't, as Danny Gokey sings, seen it yet.
Have you been praying and you still have no answer? Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you had through so many tears? Don't forget the things that He's done before. Remember, He can do it all once more. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are. Only moments from the break of dawn, all His promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet.
And how do you make your dreams and goals and aspirations come quicker? Well, you always, as we all know, have to put God first in everything we do and everything we say. That's how we make the wheels move faster. Please join with Consumed by Fire on their First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's a prize? I don't wanna love what the world loves. I don't wanna chase what the world does. All I wanna see.
We don't know what's going to be in this month of October, but we do know who knows, and that is certainly God. We see the daily, minute issues of our lives every hour and every minute, but God sees the big picture, what's going to be. God anticipates giving us all the answers to all of our blessings. In other words, as Tim Tebow wonderfully speaks about, God sees the big picture.
You know, I'm reminded of Joseph's story when he's 17 years old. He's betrayed by his brothers and he's sold into slavery. And Joseph has to have these thoughts of, God, what are you doing? But over and over and over again in Joseph's story, there is a theme. What is the theme? He trusts God. He trusts God. He trusts God. He trusts God. See, God knew what his story was going to be. Joseph didn't. God knew 13 years later he was going to be second in command of Egypt. Joseph didn't. Man, I hope if I had to go through something like that, that I would be willing to trust God. I hope I would be willing to say, God, I can't see the full picture, but you can. Because guys, living a mission possible life is trusting the plan maker.
Did you wake up on the 1st of October this morning and look up and point up to heaven and say, thank you, God. I know that was you who woke me up this morning so I can go out into the world and bring blessings and miracles unto others. Please join with Chris Tomlin on his Thank You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on a porch swing, the summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings if I still got breath in these lungs. And that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. You're waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. Times for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord.
I just wanna say thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Raise up, eyes closed, one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Eyes closed, one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor.
If you're wondering at the beginning of this new month, is God with you? The answer is always, always a resounding yes. God is with us wherever we may be. In the car, at work, shopping, walking down the street, at home, on a staycation, on a vacation. God is everywhere, which means that we can pray anywhere indeed. Join with the wonderful words of Stephen Furtick. When he speaks about, is God still with me?
Sometimes the proof that your prayers and faith are working is that the opposition increases. Good God, help me get this message to the back row. Because somebody has been wondering, is God even still with me? Is God using me? Is this even worth it? But there's something about that that should let you know that if the devil showed up in the first place, there must be something important. And he must be defending his territory, or else he wouldn't bother with you.
You know, God has known us before we were born, and God knows us now. There may be stars as numerous as infinity. We can't even count them. That's how many people that there have been in the history of the world, and God has known all of us 3,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, and now. Please join with Torrin Wells on his Known.
It's so unusual, well, it's frightening. You see right through the mess inside me. And you call me out to pull me in. You tell me I can start again. And I don't need to keep on hiding. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so like you to keep pursuing. It's so like me to go astray. But you guard my heart with your truth, the kind of love that's bulletproof. And I surrender to your kindness. Oh, I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? I cannot find the reasons why you give me so much. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? Now I cannot find the reasons why you give me so much. Truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so unusual, it's frightening. I'm fully known and loved by you.
We should make it a habit going into this new month. We know there are bad habits, but there are good habits. And we are taught if we do a habit 7 days in a row, something 7 days in a row, it becomes ingrained in us. And one of them as a challenge should be giving thanks to God for everything in our lives. In other words, counting our blessings. Join with Charlotte Ritchie on her beautiful In Everything Give Thanks.
Someone you may not know is thanking God for the rain to make the crops grow.
In everything give thanks, with all your heart give praise. For the Lord we serve will never let you down. In everything give thanks, with all your heart.
Each and every morning we wake up, like on this October 1st, and we should say some of our scriptures that we have by rote, that we know by heart. That way we refresh our body, minds, and souls, and we renew for a new day about to come. Join with Candace and Kirk Cameron on their wonderful words, renewing your mind.
What are some of the ways that you are able to continually renew your mind?
Obviously reading the Bible and reading scripture. And I don't know about you, as an actor, I'll tell you, I have a hard time with scripture memorization. And some people would say, but you memorize lines for a living. And I do, and I can memorize very quickly. The problem is I throw it out very quickly. Whatever I say that day with lines, I don't have to say it the next day, so it leaves my brain. I'm trying to put together some new practices so I can remember that. What I know to be true, because it's my job, is that the easiest way to memorize is repetition, repetition, repetition. So it's just a reminder that whatever scripture you want to memorize, keep reading it. Every day,
yep.
every day, and you won't forget it.
Each and every day this month, we need, of course, to renew and refresh our bodies, minds, and souls, especially at night when we go to bed. We all have problems. We all may be in the valley in one or more aspects of our lives, whether they be financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, religiously. But we do know that we need sleep, but we acknowledge who doesn't need sleep, and that is God. God doesn't sleep, God doesn't slumber, but when we are, God works on our problems for a blessed morning ahead. So at night, take your problems out of your hands and give them to God, as Jeremy Camp sings, "Out of My Hands."
Every day this never-ending pressure tries to take its claim over my heart. I have tried to hold it all together, but time and time again I fall apart. But that's where I find my life was never mine at all. But you are the one inside, always in control. So when it feels like all of this pain is never gonna end, brought to my knees by all of these things I don't understand. Control.
can handle. God, you are strong enough. Only you can take this out of my hands, out of my hands. You're greater than all my sorrows, worthy of all my trust. Thank you, Lord, that this is out of my hands, out of my hands. When it feels like all of this pain is never gonna end, I'll to my knees by all of these things I don't.
If you, for one second, think that your problems are big, you don't know how big of a God we have. There are no problems too big for God to solve. We just have to keep the faith day and night. Join with Terry Ann on her Big God.
With foes on my left and fears on my right, they think that I'm all by myself in this fight. But they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey, under fire, but my Goliath's standing in the shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying, just testifying. Man, I'm talking about. Monsters I face don't make me afraid when I know that I'm standing right next to him. Man, I'm talking about a big God, big God. When trouble comes around the way, only remedy for big odds is a big God. Ain't nobody gonna shake my faith. No, I'm not afraid. Throw my hands up in praise for the times that he pulled me through. I'm counting on a big God that they can't stop.
I wanted to remind you, if you observe and celebrate Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I lead wonderful services in our community. Rosh Hashanah begins this Wednesday night and goes on, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday and the second day is on Friday. Yom Kippur is next week. If you still need a wonderful location to observe with your community the holy days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, please contact me as I run services in our blessed community. You can contact me. You can find me on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, wherever you may want to look, or just Google my name, Scott Borsky, B-O-R-S-K-Y for Cantor Scott, and you will find all the information. Contact me, email me, phone me, text me, and I will give you all the information of our services, and it will be a pleasure to bring in the Jewish New Year with you, so we all can have the love of God, as Andrew Rip sings about, for the love of God.
I saw mercy, mercy seated where the judge should be, was guilty, guilty and getting out of jail free. How could it be I didn't get the life I deserved? And the only thing he wanted was my heart in return. And every time I think about it, every time I thought was the end, I'm caught up in wonder again. Where would I be? Where would I be if it wasn't for the love of God?
If it wasn't for the love of God.
Oh yeah, this song of victory is now mine to sing. Hallelujah, for the love of God has set me free. To a field of green, started breathing. When heaven's favor took a hold of me, how could it be I'm living with an infinite worth? And the one I thought I chose had really chosen me first. And every time I think about it, every time I thought was the end, ooh, I'm caught up in wonder again. Where would I be? Where would
very important to have an attitude of gratitude, to thank God for blessings big and small, to realize that we are here to praise God, to worship God, And in return, God helps us along the way in the journey to all of our given mission and purpose. Join with Lauren Daigle on her Thank God I Do.
I've seen love come and I've seen love walk away. So many questions. Will anybody stay? It's been a hard year, so many nights and tears, all of the darkness trying to fight my fears. Alone, so long, alone. I don't know who I'd be.
Favorite psalm, as you know, and it's the psalm that many of you love, is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Please acknowledge that God is our shepherd. And with faith in God, God will never, never not give us all we need in this life to fulfill our dreams and goals. Join with Patrick Mayberry on his lead on Good Shepherd.
Well, I've been turned round, but I've never been lost. Seen the water get troubled, but we walked across. When my knees were shaking, you held my hand, turning my problems to a promised land. that you brought me through seem to mighty big mountains that you stop and move. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Yeah, that's my song.
September didn't give you everything that you prayed for, let your heart not be troubled. There is October, and each day God gives us a new set of grace, new set of mercy, manna from heaven, our daily bread. Every day we receive as blessing offer sings brighter days.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. Trying hard to breathe in the dark, in the dark. I know there's gonna be some brighter days.
Yes,
I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter.
swear that love will find you in your pain.
I feel it in me like the beating of life.
If you're feeling a little bit troubled, hold on to the promises God wants for you. Hold on to the dreams that God will give you. Hold on to the blessings that God wants for you each and every day. In other words, as Katie Nicole sings, hold on.
Small clouds all around, couldn't see your face. Darkness consumed me. Stuck in the bitterness, but I know there's a light that's waiting up ahead. So I'll stay in the fight and look to the one who said, hold on just a little bit longer. I know it's gonna be okay. These days are gonna make you stronger. You'll find
wherever you are right now on this blessed October 1st, we can praise God. The word hallelujah means praise God, and you can do that anywhere you are. Don't be shy with your faith. Let other people know, and you will certainly inspire them for goodness and righteousness. Join with Rend Collective on Hallelujah Anyway.
Yeah, I'll find a way to praise you from the bottom of my broken heart. Cause I think I'd rather strike a match than curse the dark. Yeah, I'll find a way to thank you, though the bitterness is real and hard. Cause I'd rather take a chance on hope than fall apart. Yeah, I don't think I'm ready to surrender to the dark. Even if my daylight never dawns, even if my breakthrough never comes, even if I'll fight to bring you praise, even if my dreams fall to the ground, even if I'm lost, I know I'm found.
Have a beautiful Tuesday, everybody. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.
There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy.